Hello. Hi, everybody. Come on in. Y'all ready to do some life coaching? All right. I am Coach Betsy. All right. Love the thumbs up. Y'all post in the chat. Make sure you can hear me. I'm assuming you can hear me if you're thumbs upping. I am Coach Betsy, and we're going to do some life coaching. I haven't done this call in quite a while. Hello, Miss Barb. And I'm just so excited to talk life. We talk about weight loss quite a bit around here. And of course, everything is connected, as I always say, to all my private clients and to all of you. Coach Ashley is going to be here with us. Let me bring her up. Thank you, Ashley, for supporting us in the chat. Do I look professional today, Vivian? I have my blazer on. I'm telling y'all what, anytime you want to feel professional, just put you on a blazer. And y'all, I just got a old like t-shirt underneath it. I think it's the shoulder pads. I really do. I think it's the shoulder pads, and it's just you just feel a little bit more. I'm telling you, dress like you want to feel. I truly believe that. I truly believe that. We can talk about clothes today. We can talk about all kinds of things. All right. So Coach Ashley's going to be in the chat. She's going to be in all caps. And kind of what we're going to do today is I'm just going to chat here for a minute, but we are here to coach. And I will be here for the next hour to coach you all on life coaching topics. And I made a few little notes here because some of you all may be like, okay, what do you even mean by life coaching versus versus weight loss or whatever? And Corinne actually mentioned this on, I think on her Sunday call. I started listening to the replay this morning, and she said, she was actually waiting for people to raise their hand on her call, and she said, "What gets in the way of weight loss? So what things in your life get in the way of weight loss?" And so that is kind of the way that you can think about it, and we can talk about that, right? We can talk about the what is getting in the way, right? What is getting in the way? And yes, Jean, I mean, what we're really talking about is our heads, right? What we're thinking about these things in our life. That's what gets in the way. And I've got a specific example. While we're waiting for y'all to raise your hands, I will tell y'all about what's going on with me here in a second. But first, I wanted to give y'all some good ideas about kind of what I'm talking about here. And so many of you all know I am, let me kind of introduce myself too. I'm Coach Betsy. I always say I've been around here forever. I found Corinne on a Weight Watchers message board back in 2006, 2007, and the rest is history. So I'm just so grateful that I was trying to do Weight Watchers for the umpteenth time. And that was back before Facebook and all the social media things, and we were on these message boards, and I found her, and she was connecting with some other people from Arkansas, which is where I'm from. And I got to meet her very early on in my relationship with her. And so I always say I knew there was something special about her. And so long story short, many years later, I changed my career and learned to be, got certified to be a coach. And now I've been here with No BS for almost 6 years. I can't believe it's been that long, and it has been amazing. I can't believe I get to do what I get to do every day. All right, we've got somebody who's raised their hand. So I will get to you in just a second. So, but yes, most of the time that I spend here is either in private coaching with No BS Women, or also in Ask Coaches. And so that's really where you'll find me, one of two places most of the time when I'm working. And I wanted to let you all know, first off, that if you all are interested in private coaching, I would love to talk to you more about private coaching. There's actually a button on the private coaching page at nobswomen.com where you can actually sign up for you can actually ask a question. You can ask a question and then I go in and answer it. And we can even set up a short Zoom call to talk more about private coaching if you're interested in it. And I do have a few openings right now, and I know some of the other coaches do as well. And you can request to work with a specific coach. So if y'all have any questions about that, you can let me know in the chat, or actually let me know in the Q&A. Coach Ashley just put the link to the private coaching page, but I want to let y'all know kind of what my what some of my clients are working on. But we've got a good roster of people to coach now too. So I'm going to get to coaching here in a second. But I just wanted to let you know kind of what we mean by life coaching and kind of what gets in the way of weight loss. And so this is some stuff that I'm working on with some of my private clients. Money and overspending. So I just coached one of my clients today. She's graduating from college and she's really having a lot of thoughts about spending money on like a graduation party. And, you know, she thinks, oh, I shouldn't be spending that much money. I should be saving that money for something else or for grad school or whatever. So we coached through that. Body image. And that reminds me of body image camp, which we still have a few slots for body image camp. You know, thoughts about your body, right? That maybe get you in a hurry to lose weight, thinking you got to hate yourself to, you know, down the scale, which we know that never works. So body image, relationships. Oh my gosh, all the relationships with a spouse, with your kids. I coached a one of my clients yesterday on mother-in-law relationship. Okay. And so all kinds of relationships, being a parent and your relationship with yourself as a mom. I coach a lot of people on, I'm not a good enough mom. I make this mean I'm not a good enough mom. Changes in your life. Like, so what's going on with me? This is not my usual background. We have a leak in a pipe at our house, a plumbing leak. Water is coming out of a pipe and is soaking through our carpet right now. We turn the water off, so no, it's not running anymore. But I have had to pivot like a motherfucker this week to find, you know, we are staying with my brother-in-law. I am working from their house this week. That, and I have been doing some overeating, y'all, because I got a lot of thoughts about how hard my life is right now. Okay. I'm doing my own work around this. Work, your relationship with work, all kinds of things that are going on in your life that can get in the way of weight loss. So that's what I mean by life coaching. Okay. All right, y'all, let's get to coaching. We got a good little line of people here. I'm gonna see how many people I can get through in the next 50 minutes or so. Did Corinne have a leak last week? It's inside the wall, y'all. So they're probably gonna have to cut into the wall and you know, but this may be the push we need to renovate our bathrooms. So this may be the beginning of a big old adventure for us, for me and my husband. So, okay, so maybe she did have a leak in Logan's bathroom. So maybe I'll need to consult her for some advice. All right, Zoom user is up first. So we'll see who we've got here. Let's do some coaching. All right. Are you there? There you are. Hey there. All right. Let me see here. Hey, what's going on?
Hi, I'm Joanne, and I just had some coaching yesterday,
Yes.
and the first thing I wanted to work on was not eating at night because we discovered it was a habit. So I did not eat last night, and tonight is early, but here's the thing, and I mean, I understand what I'm doing. I'm just trying to figure out how to get out of it. Because I knew I wasn't going to eat last night out of habit, I did not want to stop eating dinner. I wanted to stretch dinner forever. And I thought, I know I want some popcorn. Let me put it at the end of my dinner, even though I was not hungry. Tonight, I had my dinner and I went into a panic and I cut a piece of fruit. I did not need that fruit. I'm more than full. So,
Okay.
but it's that type of thing. I don't want that meal to end because I know I'm not going to eat the rest of the night.
Okay, so how is that normal? How is that totally normal? What's happening right now?
I'm afraid of being deprived. I mean, I know this. I feel like I'm going to be deprived, and I'm telling myself, you know something? I'm not hungry. I more than likely will not be hungry the rest of the night. Yet I feel like I'm being deprived, and I don't like that.
Okay, so it's time to maybe like be willing to feel some deprived feelings. What does it feel like to feel deprived? What does it
Well,
feel like in your body? What's the experience of that feeling?
very uncomfortable, almost, I don't want to use the word panicky, that's a little strong. Almost a little sadness. I mean, really? Like I've depended on the food to keep me comfortable. And it seems like I'm doing well during the day. I really am. I'm making really good choices. But something happens at dinner time where I know if I can, if I don't have my smoothie to think, you know, to look forward to or whatever. So I, like I said, I want to,
So again, let's go back to
okay.
what either sadness or de deprived, what that feels like in your body. Is your heartbeat kind of fast, maybe a little bit faster?
No, but I do
Okay.
feel really tense. It does.
Feel tense.
I really do. Yeah.
Okay. So where in your body do you feel tense? Do you kind of remember?
Yeah, the whole like,
Kind of your chest area,
my
okay,
belly. Yeah.
right in your belly, okay. Any other kind of physical sensations that you can
Like
remember?
just a sadness, almost like I want to cry.
Want to cry? So maybe kind of like some kind of pressure and kind of tears welling up a little bit. Anything else?
What am I going to do if I don't have my food?
Okay, so you're hearing that in your mind,
Yes, that's what my mind
right?
is telling me.
But this is all that you are desperately trying to avoid, this experience. And this is for everyone.
Full
Whatever
time.
it is, I want everyone who's listening to think about a feeling that you are trying desperately to avoid, and you eat instead. So that's what's happening here, is that you're just scared to feel a little tension, some tension in your chest, some tears welling up in your eyes. You're scared to hear, what am I going to do if I don't have my food? But that's it.
That is. It seems so simple. I mean,
Well,
so
it doesn't seem simple in the moment.
in the moment it doesn't, but when you put it like that, I'm thinking, so what if I'm feeling like that? It's
You
not
think
going
you
to
maybe
kill
could
me.
handle it?
Yeah, it's not going to kill me. I've certainly experienced worse things.
Okay.
So yeah, I think instead of fighting it, just go with it. Just go with it. Yeah.
And like, this is where, and again, this is for everyone because we're all scared to feel some sort of feelings. That's why we eat. That's why we overeat a lot of times. And so just maybe this time I could put the food down and I could let myself feel 5 seconds of deprivation. And then this is what we call the pause plus permission process. It's one of my favorite things to coach on because All we're trying to do with the win in this is that you just give yourself a 5 second pause to just experience the feeling without eating. And then the permission part is I can have the food afterwards. It can be my reward for just letting myself feel the feeling for 5 minutes, because this is what Coach Jane taught me. Sometimes we have to just give ourselves a teaspoon of the feeling. We don't, we just can't handle it all at first. We can't handle the feeling for too long. But let's give ourselves a teaspoon of deprivation just to see if maybe we can be okay. We can survive it. And then we can eat if we want to. Because again, this can be a scary situation because it's not doing something new. So do you think you can do that? Do you think you can give yourself 5 seconds of that feeling? And then give yourself permission to eat the food if you still want to.
I can. Yes.
That's pretty doable, isn't it? Pretty darn doable. And then you just build from there, right? And like when you build that safety with yourself, like, oh my gosh, I could handle 5 seconds of that feeling and hearing that question. I could handle that. I actually didn't die. So maybe next time I'll try for 10 seconds. No, I'm talking seconds, Anne. Somebody said 5 minutes or 5 seconds. No, let's start with 5 seconds. I'm talking about the smallest of the small level ups here. Yes. Oh, there we go. Okay. So, yeah, 5 seconds. And then you build from there to build safety with yourself with feeling this feeling. Okay. But still, for a while at least, still give yourself permission to eat. Because this is how we build gradual safety with ourselves around feelings, you know, that we've eaten to cover up and to not feel. Okay. You got it?
I think I've lost my audio.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. I'm gonna go ahead and
Hang
take you back down, but she can listen to the replay. Okay. I'm gonna change her role and we're gonna get on to Cheryl. Pause plus permission. All right, Miss Cheryl. Let's see what you got. That was so good to kind of remind everybody about practicing feeling a feeling. Hey.
Hello, can you hear me
Hello.
okay?
Yes, what beautiful quilts.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
Yes, I'm a quilter.
Yes, very talented.
Okay, so I actually have a couple things, but you kind of addressed the one with the last caller. I sat at my desk a lot during the day with waiting for my staff to get things to me for me to be able to do my part or my job. So my job's really boring. And so a lot of times I'll start just snacking because I have nothing else to do. But I think that I can use some what you said with the last, you know, giving myself
Like
seeing through.
what? Yeah, like what do you want? I mean, instead of eat, because sounds like you're not hungry.
No, I'm not hungry.
Okay. So what did you kind of take from the last call? And what do you want to practice?
Well, I think that as long as I don't have anything close by, you know, my husband's great. I can't get around the kitchen much, so he like is in the kitchen with me cooking because that's the other part of it. And so he always makes sure that I have snack food out here. So there's popcorn and there's, you know, baked chips because they're healthy, you know, this kind of stuff. But as you were talking to the last person, I moved all that stuff. I put it in a box and it's gonna go in the house. And I only go in the house because this is my studio. I only go in the house to go to the bathroom and to refill my water. So each time I want to reach up above my desk for the where the popcorn used to sit, I'm just going to sit there and talk to myself that you're not hungry. It's okay to sit through this urge. You'll be fine. You've got lunch planned. Because I, for the first time ever, I meal prepped for all of my lunches. So I couldn't at the last minute change my mind and decide, oh, I'm going to have this instead. It's all planned out for all week, including dinner meals. But that's where my other problem comes in is when I'm cooking, I'm tasting, I'm munching, I'm biting, I'm putting stuff in my mouth before I can even think about it. Last night, I mean, I made noodle, pasta with chicken and broccoli. And what did I have to do? I had to sit there and taste it and make sure that it had enough pepper in it and had enough, and it's like, that's just an excuse. I didn't have to. I could just m make somebody else do it, but I just can't seem
Well,
to.
but here's the here's let's okay, let's just stop here and kind of talk about the tasting real quick. Like, let's just kind of and then we'll go back to the work snacking. So with the tasting, I always kind of think about what I've heard Corinne, coach so many times on this, and it's like, I mean, you've made this thing a million times and you think you need to taste it again. you think all of a sudden it's going to be like a totally different flavor than what you've, made a million times before. But here, there's just a couple options here. I mean, you can absolutely taste things as you go. But that means you get less dinner when you sit down and eat. Because if we're following doable hunger and enough, then you're not gonna eat as much at dinner because you're
No, because
already will have consumed other food. So, I mean, you can give yourself permission to taste all day long, but and that may mean you don't have any dinner because that's what you chose to do. So that's an option. You're not doing anything wrong, right, by tasting, but it's just like you're probably not getting, it's probably not as a kind of a present experience with your food, right? But so what do you want to do?
I know for a long time I tried that, if I took a bite, I would put a the same size bite on a plate. And it's like a, and I just kind of got out of the habit of doing that because we started, it's like, okay, well, I've cooked this before, I know how it's going to taste. But then we started making all these new recipes because my picky eater moved in with her boyfriend. Because there were
Okay,
so
so
many
you've got
things.
some more options now. Okay.
Yeah,
Do you
because she.
need to taste the food? Do you honestly need to taste the food sometimes?
Yeah. When I'm trying something new, I feel like I do because I have such a bad habit of either under seasoning or whoop, that was the salt shaker,
But still,
honestly.
like I'm sitting here going, like, how many bites are we talking about though? I mean, just to check seasoning, I'll give you three tastes. Is there other kind of other snacking going on while you're cooking?
No, it's usually just tasting things. Unless, of course, I'm shredding a chicken, and then I'm usually eating as I'm shredding.
Well, so that's something
Oh,
different, right? And
yes,
that's,
I will
I mean, again,
totally admit that.
all of this is okay. There's nothing bad about this. It's just that if you're wanting to eat to enough, that means you may fill yourself up on the chicken when you're shredding it.
Yes, because I
It's
think
just a
I'm not
choice.
right. It's a choice. I'm not following that doable hunger when dinner is ready, because if I've already, sit there and snacked while I'm eating and I'm not hungry, then don't eat dinner. Just sit down with everybody else.
Or, I mean, and Jean talked about chewing gum while you're cooking.
Right, I saw that, and
Mean,
I'm
it
not
could
a
be as
gum.
simple as that.
Yeah, I'm not a gum chewer, but yeah.
Well, mean, but it's either, eat, as you're cooking. And again, that may mean you eat less dinner or no dinner, or you don't eat while you're cooking, right? Because it's just an urge. You're just responding to an urge, just like when you snack at work. It's just an urge or habit,
I think it's more habit than anything at this point. And as a matter of fact, before the call started, I had texted my son, I have an adult son and his wife that live here. And I told him, I said, you have to cook tonight. I can't do it. And
Well,
he's
and
like,
that's another solution to
can't do it.
this, that somebody else cooks.
Yeah. It's like, nope, I'm not going to do it because I know I really don't want a hamburger. I don't want it. And so if I have somebody else cook what they're going to eat, then I can just do what I want to eat. So, and then I don't.
This is the same thing as you like getting those snacks out of the studio, right? Like it's just decisions where it's like, oh, how can I make this easy for myself? How can I make this, how can I just not put myself into a position where I do have a lot of urges? Well, let me just, let me get these snacks out of the studio. Let me tell somebody else to cook. I mean, when we can change, that's the easiest way to, to be, when we can just change, we call it the circumstance, right? When you can just change the circumstance, you can just get the snacks out of the studio, you can, somebody else is cooking. I mean, if we can do that, great. But then we also want to think about, okay, but then we're still going to have urges sometimes. And so at those times, the solution is, okay, I'm going to, feel this urge, just like with Joe, that feeling the urge is another an urge is a feeling of urgent desire to eat the chicken when you're shredding it. And that is what you want to practice experiencing and being with. Ooh, I really want some of that chicken right now. I always grab a bite when I'm shredding it, but I'm not going to because I want to sit and enjoy my dinner with my family.
I just need to talk to myself more when I'm doing it.
Yes. And you've
Yes.
reckoned the win you have now is you've recognized the pattern. You know what's going on. It's not a mystery, right? And so now it's like, oh, here I am, shredding the chicken, and I want to grab the chicken. And I do this too when I'm cooking. I do it too when I'm making a salad, I'm grabbing some cheese, I'm doing things. And it's like, okay, I can do this or not. Again, I think it's good to remind, this is not something I'm bad I'm doing. But if I'm gonna follow eating to enough, this is gonna be part of that adds up to enough.
It's
So what
not a
do I want to do
snack,
here?
because
It's not a snack,
it's
no.
not a snack. And even
No.
if it is a snack, if I'm not hungry, don't eat.
You call it whatever you want to call it, right? But it's
Exactly.
still food in your
It's
body.
food. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank
All right.
you.
I think this was really helpful for a lot of people. So, all right.
Thank you.
Okay. We've got Miss Jody. So we wait for Cheryl to go. Okay. All right. Oh, we've got. I might talk about money. Okay, Jody declined, so she may have just accidentally raised her hand. We've still got a little bit more time, y'all. If anybody else wants to raise their hand and get coached, let's see. Let's see what Beth said here in the chat. I realize that the lion's share of my urges are just related to old habits and nothing more. Very, very common, Beth. That realization has sure taken the seeming power out of the urges. It has made it so much easier to just remind myself these urges are just old shitties and I don't have to act on them. That is an amazing thought, Beth. I no longer feel the need to be dramatic about my urges like I used to be, giving them way more power than they deserve. All right, Jody, just raise your hand again. She said she accidentally declined. So just raise your hand again and I'll bring you up. Yes, Beth, that is so good about because the trouble we get into is having a shitty relationship with our urges. Y'all, the urges are not going away. We are going to have urges until the day we die. Okay? So there's no point in the future. I mean, I'm almost 10 years into my weight loss and maintenance. I still get urges almost every day or every day. So it's like, let's work on our relationship with these urges. Why are they normal? How do they make sense? How could they just be a habit? If I've eaten the same thing at the same time every day for 10 years, of course my brain is like, oh, aren't we going to have that snack we've always had? So normal, right? It doesn't mean you're broken or bad or wrong. Okay? So think about your relationship you want with urges. All right, Miss Jody. And then we had somebody else raise their hand. I probably would have time for you if you wanted to come back and raise your hand. Where it was Sandy. It was Sandy somebody. Sandy, if you want to get coached, you can come too. Okay. All right. Let's wait for her to come on. Y'all talking about Altoids in the let me ask you to unmute, Jody. And ask you to start your video. Here she comes.
Okay.
There she is. All right.
I'm hiding in my garage.
Making it work. I love it.
I'm just feeling really frustrated. I need life coached. I just had this argument with my husband, and he kind of apologized, but it just set me off. And it's just frustrating because it's a daily struggle with him. So he has a brain injury, and I'm working from home today. So I'm reminding him of all these things, like, did you do this? And he's just like a child sometimes and very argumentative and kind of snapped back at me and was like, no wonder you have high blood pressure. You're yelling all the time. And I'm like, I wouldn't yell if you would do things, you know, like write it down. You have a memory issue, write it down. And then he's like, do you have a piece of paper? And it was just like, you know, I have to be involved in everything. It's like, I tell him to do it because he needs to do it and he doesn't do it on his own. And then I still get involved somehow when he's doing it. It's
Okay.
like, I might as well
Okay.
do it myself.
Okay.
But,
So what is the problem here? What is the real problem here?
I'm frustrated because he doesn't do things on his own.
Okay.
I'm so frustrated.
Okay.
The list goes on and on and on. And I want to buy a house. I want to get out of our condo. And he just doesn't want to work. He only wants to work part time. And like yesterday was Monday, and he came home after 4 hours of work and he was like all hunky dory happy. And I just rolled my eyes and I don't know. I feel like I'm gonna break. I feel like I'm never gonna get unstuck. I feel stuck. I feel like I'm never gonna get what I want.
So that's
And I feel
really,
stuck.
yeah. And I think you feel stuck because what you want to change, you don't have control over.
I don't. I mean, I guess I can make choices. You know, I think all the time, like, well, do I leave him? Like, what I try to picture what that would look like. Is that going to be easier? Or, okay, we stay. What does our future look like? Like, it's stuck in this condo. I can't have plants. I love plants. There's so many rules. I hate it. And I feel stuck, and I don't understand how I got in this situation, and I feel like I can't get unstuck.
Okay, let's maybe what I can help you with today is helping you kind of understand. You said, I don't understand how I got into this situation. But do you really know how did you
Well,
get into this situation?
I moved in with him and got married
Okay,
and
you
had a
got married.
child.
Okay. So you made some choices there to marry him and to have a child, right? So, and you made the choice, I think, I guess, to move into this condo. And this was the best choice for you all at the time.
It was, and at the time, I keep trying to reflect, like maybe, like when something's bugging you and you just pick at it, and like if you take a break and a walk away, it's not so bad, but as long as you're there and it's bugging you, like you can't move past it. And I keep trying to tell myself, well, it was good enough then, why isn't it good enough now? And I mean, part of it is I'm older. My dad died and we had to sell my childhood home, and so I don't have that safety net, of home to go to, and this is it. And I'm like, this is it. This isn't good enough anymore.
Okay, this is what I want us to do, Jody. I want us to stop. I want you to close your eyes for a minute. Because you're just, you're going, 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 right? Take some deep breaths. Are you sitting down somewhere? Can you sit down somewhere there in the garage?
No.
I mean, I can even tell, like, by the camera, it's like you're moving, moving, moving. Or just stand still. Just stand still.
Okay.
Okay. Just breathe. And I like that you're crying. You're getting some stuff out.
It's just so frustrating. It's so frustrating. Like Sunday, I started my Ozempic and I did it wrong and I overdosed and I was like vomiting on Sunday and I was really cold. And my biggest fear was that with his injury, that he wouldn't be supportive or reliable. And I was like, he should have took me to the ER. And instead, I sat here like vomiting. And then all he told me the next day was, well, you shouldn't be taking all that different kind of medicine. I'm just
Okay.
so frustrated.
Okay. Thank goodness you were vomiting, Jody.
Yeah.
That is your body's response. Something ain't right. You got it out. Okay. And yep, he's got an opinion about what you should do, but it's just his opinion. Sounds like he's got a lot of opinions. And, but that doesn't mean that's the truth.
No.
Okay. So you are doing what you need to do. And again, thank goodness you just got sick and you're okay. Okay. Keep breathing. Don't forget to breathe. Okay. So, what is kind of one thing that we can talk through that would really give you some relief right now?
I'm not sure. I mean, maybe I need to understand I can make choices and I'm making a choice to stay here.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Why are you making, because you are there. So yeah, you are making a choice to stay there. Why? Why are you making a choice to stay there versus, like, let's kind of cut talk about the pros and cons. Why are you choosing to stay there versus going somewhere else? What are
Safe.
your reasons that you really like for staying? What'd you say?
It's cheap. The bedrooms are big. Like I've looked at other places, and to get a yard, the bedrooms would be smaller.
Right.
I'm
So
I
priorities,
know.
right?
Yeah.
You know your priorities. You want bigger bedrooms? Bigger bedrooms are more important than plants because you mentioned plants a minute ago, right?
Yeah.
This is where, I mean, we're always talk about, like, with priorities, how we're always walking through life with this list of priorities next to us. And sometimes it's like the y'all know you've been to like a train station where you like go and you see all the little flip the letters flip around. Sometimes the priorities are shifting really quickly, and that's normal too. But right now you've got a list of priority bigger bedrooms, for your condo, right? That's your priority list. Maybe in the future, your priorities might shift. But that's why you chose this condo. Why else did you choose this condo to live in as opposed to another place?
Well, I didn't really choose it. I mean, I was a single parent when I met him, and this was bigger and better 17 years ago.
But
And,
why do you say you didn't choose it?
well, I chose him, and it came with him,
Okay,
so I
so
did choose
it was part of the choice. It was part of the deal.
Yeah.
It was part of the deal. You wanted to be with him. Do you still choose to be with him? Why do you
It just
choose to be with
frustrates me all the time. I don't know. I don't want to be a single parent again.
him?
It was hard.
You don't want to
And
be a
it's
single parent.
no, but it's hard with him too.
But it's hard with, it sounds like it would be hard without him.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is where it's hard either way. This is where we're looking for the easy. When this is where we choose our hard. They're both hard, but is this the hard that we want to choose? Right now, maybe not forever, but for the next 6 months, at least. Is this what you want to choose?
Yeah. mean, I'm trying to pay down debt and I have this big plan. Like, okay, well, maybe if we do this in 6 months, maybe we could get out of here.
Okay. So maybe what might help you is to kind of like get more specific with this plan. Like, let's get this 6 month plan down on some paper to really like give you some facts to kind of go back to when, because you're frustrated because you're like, no, I don't want to be here, da, 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 because you're not reminding yourself of the reasons you're choosing to be there. What do you think?
Yeah. I keep going back to that, and then I overwhelm myself with all of the things like, well, in 6 months from now, well, then there's this in 2 years from now. I just
Nope,
I
nope, nope. Nope, no, nope, no, nope. We're not thinking about 2 years. I don't, and maybe even 6 months is too long. Maybe a 3 month plan. This is where, like, give yourself the gift, Jody, of like, why am I doing this? Like, what do I want to accomplish here in these next 3 months? And like, put it down on paper so that you can really remind yourself, okay, it's gonna feel hard sometimes, but I always got that piece of paper to go back to. This is why we're doing this. This is why I'm willing for it to feel hard right now so that we can get to this place that we want to be.
That sounds soothing. Sounds
Yeah.
easy.
Because it kind of, it kind of grounds you, right? Kind of gives you this foundation.
Yeah.
What if you worked on your 3 month plan? What do you think 3 months is doable?
I hope so.
I mean, it
I
could be one
can't seem
month.
to. I can't seem to go 7 days without breaking my pattern of journaling. I have been struggling. I've gained all my weight back. That's why the doctor put me on Ozempic because my blood sugar went up and I've gained all my
Go.
weight. I lost 70 and I gained it all back. And I know a lot of it is my thinking. I stress.
Yes.
I
So
stress
that's what,
everything.
and you're on the Ozempic, you're figuring that out. And but I think for you, it's thinking about getting a story on down on paper. This is why I'm choosing things in my life right now. This is what's important to me. You could write that down, and I would love for you to bring it over to Ask Coaches with and put my name in the title, and let me look at it and let me coach you through it.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. And it may, and the plan can include, conclude weight loss stuff too. But again, like we, but I, it's like, why the weight loss didn't stick before, right? You know why.
Yeah.
Right? And you're not broken. You're not alone in this. This is the time to really figure this out for good. This is your time. It wasn't your time before.
Yeah, I thought I figured it out last time I did all the things, and
I always
somehow
say I try to, I didn't say it this, at the beginning of this call. I've lost weight twice with no BS. I thought I had it figured out the first time too. And then I went through a big breakup, basically a divorce, back in 2013, 10 year almost, yeah, over 10 years now. And I figured it out the second time around. And that's where you are. So it's possible for you. You're doing it. And Ozempic is a tool. Absolutely can be a tool in that. Okay.
yeah.
So I want you to kind of write this, just, write something out. Just write something out. Put it in Ask Coaches and put my name up in the title. Okay. And we'll keep working through it.
All right, sounds good.
All
Thank you.
right. All right. We got you. All right. See ya.
Bye.
All right. Bye. All right. Okay, and Jody, there was such love in the chat for Jody. All right, Heidi, you will finish us up here. All right. Yep, don't do everything all at once. We got to start small. All right. Hey there. There you
Hey
are.
there. So this is my second day of coaching in a row. Yesterday was about weight loss, and I've been a member for since 2021 and never been coached. So I'm feeling proud. I'm
Oh my
pumped.
gosh, you're
So
just
I'm on
doing
a
it
roll.
all at once. I love it. You're like
Yay!
diving into the deep
So
end.
I feel terrible calling in about this after hearing about all the things that she's going through.
Everybody's got their stuff. So it's all important, and it's all okay. So.
Okay. So my husband and I are both engineers, and we've had a great career. We both worked for IBM for 25 years each, and then we moved to another company. And we live in Minnesota, in a small town in Minnesota that has an IBM facility. There's not a lot of other high tech here. So we've both been working for the same company again for the last, I joined, he came over about 8 years ago. I joined 6 years ago. So there's probably like 300 people in this company here. And in July, he was let go. So he's been struggling to find another job. And he's like, we're both, I'm six, I just turned 60, and he will turn 60 in May. May is when he was alerted to it on his birthday. So I am dreading this day that he had, like, he's been looking constantly for a new job. Gets to the third or fourth interview and then doesn't get it. So
Okay.
it's been this roller coaster like you wouldn't believe. So I'm trying to figure out, okay, the next 2 months are critical to him, either figuring out what he wants to do next. And neither one of us are ready for retirement. We're just not in that mindset yet. And we've done some investments in the past year or two that we probably wouldn't have done had we known this was going to happen. So we're, not financially stressed. But we are, because we have always been savers, not spenders. So, to dip into any of that savings that we have is hard. I don't know how to transition to the retirement mindset.
And then also, how do you keep, I keep working in the same place with all of his friends, all of the people he used to work with. And it's just really, really hard. I,
Well,
you know,
but you said shifting to the retirement mindset. So do you want to retire, or what do
no,
you
I'm kind of like a workaholic. I don't know what I would do if I retired.
want to keep working?
So I'll
So
keep working. And he's coming around like, well, maybe, you know, if I can't find a job, maybe I'll retire. I'm like, okay. But he's not ready for that either. And then he's starting to explore all these like, oh, let's invest in a like a chain or a, you know, like a, what's it called? Like when you purchase a new business, a
Oh,
franchise
like
type.
a franchise.
And I'm kind of like, oh, do we want to be tied into something like that? Like I, all these thoughts are going around and I just don't know how to even move forward because I can't even think about it.
Why can't you
I don't
think
want to,
about it?
well, I just,
Sound, I mean,
I don't
sounds
want to feel
exciting.
old.
Sounds
Think of me sounding
like
old to me,
there's
and I just don't want to be old. And I'm just kind of like, okay, how do you make this work? Because I know it's going to happen. You know, he'll go down the path, and then he'll drag me in. I end up being the person who does the grunt work for the stuff. You know, like the organizing, the like he runs a he's a Boy Scout troop leader, and I do the treasury stuff for it. And you think, oh, not a big deal. There's a ton of, you know, scout accounts
Do you
and things.
want to be doing it? Do you want to be doing it? The
Do I
treasury stuff.
want to? No. I mean, I don't
Well, then
mind
you don't have to do it.
supporting him, but I'm, because I feel guilty not doing it. I don't know how, I'm not a no-sayer. And so I have a hard time
Well,
saying no.
that may be the
Yeah.
problem right there, Heidi. That
Right.
may be the, I mean, we sacrifice a lot in our life by not saying no. We miss out on a lot in our lives when we're not willing to say no. I think saying no is one of the most like superpower things we can practice, as especially as women. You know, I mean, first off, it's like totally normal that we feel scared to say no. But, you know, because of all the conditioning and socialization and you know, that we get as women. But, you know, this, you're in a in kind of a phase of your life now where you're going to be faced with some choices
Right.
in your life. You're going to be faced with kind of some yes, no choices. And, you know, it's like, I mean, and also I think what's also happening with you, Heidi, is that like basically you thought your life was going to kind of look a certain way. You
Right.
know, like you thought your life was going to kind of go a certain way, and it is like, you
Totally blocked.
know,
Exactly.
it's kind of, you know, it's not looking
Right.
the way that you thought. So yeah, all this is just so normal, right? But again, I'm sitting here going like, this could be exciting for you. Very exciting. Because there's just so many possibilities available to you. And yeah, you thought your money was going to kind of be spent a certain way or be used in a certain, it's like you were wrong. You were just wrong. You were
Right.
mistaken. And that is okay, right? That's okay.
Yeah.
So that's all that's happening here. That's all that's happening. And so for you, it's just like, how could you kind of start like, you know, riding the wave a little bit more rather than, you know, drowning in the, you
Right.
know, in the shallow end? Because this is kind of a, this is a roller, you know, roller coaster or a, I mean, you know, we could see it as, I mean, roller coaster and surfing and all those are exciting. I mean, I love all those things. I don't love to surf, but I love roller coasters. So it's like, how could you just, you know, what could you kind of tell yourself about what's happening in your life now that leads you to feel a little bit more open and a little bit more excited rather than scared, guilty because you think you got to say yes to stuff?
Right.
What do you think? What's coming up?
Yeah, I think you're right. I need to just kind of look back and say, okay, what do I really want to do? Do I want to, because I can continue with my job, not a problem. But knowing these other things that he's looking at. And I'm thinking, oh, you know, how is that going to impact me? What is that going to do for me?
Well, and those are all questions, right? You hear yourself, you're answering right. all that. You're asking yourself all these questions, but you're not answering them.
Right.
You're just kind of swimming in, you know, unanswered questions, right? Indecision and in, you know, confusion.
Right.
What that, like, I want you to really, when you hear these questions, well, what could that mean? You know, what would that do for me? What do I want? I right. swear, y'all, that question, it's this running joke with every coach I've worked with a lot of different coaches in the years, but every single one of them at some point says, what does Betsy want?
Right.
Because I think that's one of the, you know, the scariest things to ask ourselves, right? Because maybe we thought we knew what we wanted and we were mistaken, or maybe we're not sure because we're looking for the right thing to want.
Right.
And yeah. Now, how old are you?
I just turned 60.
Okay. You said you just turned 60.
Yeah. Okay. In so January.
The other super normal thing, you know, these round numbers in ages. You know,
I hate it.
It's just like, but it's just a number, right? And it just right. happens to be, I have a zero on the end. But let's just normalize, like, of course, these old thoughts, or, you know, I'm old thoughts are going right. to come up when we turn, you know, a big round number like that.
Right.
But you have got a lot of life left to live.
Right? Exactly.
I mean, you do. You do. So it's just, it can be this exciting time for you, but
okay,
you just
so I appreciate that. I haven't really thought about it. It's exciting.
Like, you haven't had to just, you know, you haven't had to ask yourself what you wanted, right? You've been doing what you wanted, you know, for a long time. You haven't had to kind of re-ask yourself a lot of these questions, but it's just, here we are.
Right.
Here we are. And so it's just like, let it feel. You know, I was telling Jody, like, you know, let this feel hard, right? Let this feel scary. It's supposed to. This mm-hmm. is, you know, this is when we grow. This is when we, you know, evolve. This is when we figure out the next chapter.
Right.
So, yeah.
Well, thank you.
Okay. I'm excited for you. I'm excited for you. And like I said, I want you to keep start answering those questions. And this could be kind of like what I was talking about kind of at the beginning with Joe at the beginning of the call. Give yourself a teaspoon of like answering these questions, right? It's not like you got to write pages and pages about what does Heidi want,
right?
You know, for hours. Let's maybe just, you know, work on a couple of lines, because this is really what you're doing is dreaming. And this is something I learned. I don't know who I learned from, but dreaming is a skill. And most of us are terrible at it.
Right.
It's just like, you know, learning to water ski or something. You know, it's like we have to practice it. It feels super scary at first, right? Because,
right.
you know, to open ourselves up to all these possibilities. So again, start small. Start small with answering some of those questions, or just what do I want, or what could I want? What are the possibilities? But just give yourself a little teaspoon, right? Don't, you know, just don't drown yourself with the wave, right?
Right.
And build from there. Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. Well, you know, we're always in Ask Coaches. So if you, you know, do some of that journaling, you need some more help, we're over in there. Okay.
Okay. Right. Thanks so much.
Uh-huh. All right. We full-time RV retire 2 years. I'm telling you what, that's on the dream list for me. I dream about selling it all, you know, screw this water link in my house. Let me just sell it all and move into an RV. So but y'all, oh my gosh, saying no can be on the dream list too. Because again, a lot of us have just haven't given ourselves that gift. And so some of y'all, that could be the only thing on the list right now, is what is something maybe that I could say no to and build some safety with myself around doing that. Okay. All right, y'all, until my screen's getting kind of grainy. It's getting darker out here. So I'm gonna wrap it up. And gosh, it's been so much fun to just not know what was coming at me and do some coaching tonight. And let's see, what do we have coming up this week? Let me see here. I think our next call. So of course, tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. Central. We're talking about level ups. Are your 1% level ups good enough? That's what Corinne's gonna be. What do y'all think Corinne's gonna say? Are your 1% level ups good enough? I think that's probably going to be a yes from Corinne in the morning. So we've got that, and then we've got the Sunday coaching, and we've got MJ this Sunday. So I love her coaching too. So all right, y'all, it's been so much fun, and love you all. Thanks so much, Ashley, for holding down the fort in the chat, and I'll see y'all again soon. Okay, take care. Bye bye.